It's time to visit with Rockport Blue Jay head coach Dalton Jones. He's got the number one team in Missouri eight-man football, according to the poll. And his squad is undefeated after last week's 70-6 win over DeKalb. Coach, we kind of had a feeling it might go that way, and we talked a little bit about getting in there and getting young kids in the game and getting your varsity playing time to keep them in shape. But, again, your squad just head and shoulders above some teams you play right now. That kind of was the case last week with DeKalb again.
Yeah. We kind of knew going into it what we would, you know, what our goals were, and our mindsets were just the same as they were the week before. You know, are we doing the right things? Are we lined up correctly? Are we doing our jobs? And just using that as an opportunity to get better, and you know, focusing on what we're supposed to do, because, you know, we keep harping on, but like games like that, you know, it's about getting better. It's about focusing on what you need to do and who we're trying to be. So our goals were to tighten those things up, tighten the little things up, and just make plays. Of course, take care of business and do your job and win the game, but focus more on those little things. And I think we're doing that. I think our guys were focused. We took some pride in not allowing the varsity not allowing any points. So that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I just think we did that. We got a little bit better from it, and now it was just time to turn the page and go to the next thing.
Right. And this week, the competition picks up a little bit. South Holt, they've graduated a lot of kids from last year's squad. They've been really good the last few years. But last year, the time you got to them, I think they were kind of hurt. And maybe it might have been your game, if I recall, where some of those kids got hurt. But they're 3-3, so a little bit better competition this week. And I'm sure your kids will enjoy a game where they may get to play a little bit more.
Yeah, no, it's, Coach Peterson does a really good job with his group. They are, I think, a little younger, but they, you know, Coach always has a team ready to go. So they'll be a good team. They'll be a challenge for us. We'll have to, just based on what they do, they'll be a challenge for us. We'll just have to be good about those things that we were trying to get better at the last few weeks. But we'll just have to, you know, this will be something. It's a home game. We get to be home for the first time in a couple weeks. It's homecoming. So, you know, there'll be a lot of stuff that we'll have to really sort of put away and just focus on our jobs and get to enjoy being home. But, we'll have to be ready to go. Coach will have them going. So it'll be a tough game for us.
Do you enjoy homecoming as much as most football coaches?
No. Nope, I can't say that I do. I feel like there's a lot of distractions. It's cool, it's fun as a student, but as a coach now, I'd much rather just get to the game.
So the answer was yes, you enjoyed as much as most of the other coaches we talked to. All right. South Holt, Coach Peterson's been around doing this. I say now he's been around a long time. I remember watching him in high school, and he's about the same as you, but he's been there a long time. And he has proved to be adaptable over the years. Whatever his team needs, they can run the ball. He'll coach a throwing team, whatever he needs to do. What are they going to do this year?
Oh, they'll do, I think, a mix of both. You said it. Coaches, he's been around a long time. He does a really good job of mixing it up and adapting to his team. And I think he's got the right idea right now. So they run some option stuff, and we've got to be, you know, that option stuff is hard. It stresses our defense. It stresses any defense. So we really got to tighten that, you know, tighten up our option stuff this week. And, we'll just have to, you know, he'll come out with a good plan. They'll have a good plan on defense. We'll have to make sure we're blocking the right guys. And our fundamentals will have to be really good. So it'll be a tough, hard-hitting football game, I think. And, I think they'll be motivated. And like I said, Coach does a really good job with them. So I can't talk about how I always look forward to any matchup with Coach Peterson. It always seems like they're kind of they can be slugfest at times. So we're trying to just get ready for that, ready for a physical game, and be ready to hopefully play well at home.
I'll ask you this: 6 weeks into the season, this is week number 7. You know the strengths of your team, and I won't ask you what the weaknesses are, or ask you to divulge what they are. But have you figured out where they are and what you're working on now as we get here into the final third of the regular season?
I think we're starting to really see who we are. I think throughout these last couple weeks, mm-hmm. we really started honing in on like what we're good at. You know, maybe some stuff that we're not so good at. So we're still trying to see that. There's still some things we for sure need to hone in on, you know, just little stuff, but I think we're starting to really see the bigger picture here on okay, this is who we are. We need to just start focusing more on that and you know, then just tightening everything up. So it's starting to become clear, and we just need to do some little work, a little bit more work, and keep grinding this thing out and see how far we can go.
Right. Now, I'm working from memory here, so forgive me if I'm off the mark here, but obviously you want to be the number one seed in the district. I think right now you're sitting at number two, even though I think the team ahead of you may have one loss. So you want to keep going and get good things going to get that top seed and make sure you're home as much as possible in the playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. So actually the team ahead of us is Nottoway Valley, who will play next week. And they're undefeated. So, you know, we got to keep this thing rolling as much as possible. And we've got, you know, this last third of our season will be, super important for just that, for, home field advantage and, you know, just our overall ending of the season. You know, we want to make sure we try to get some of those playoff games or the district playoff games at least, in Blue Jay Stadium. So, yeah, these will be super important weeks. And this is the stuff you've been working for all year, really.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Blue Jays tonight.
All right, thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
That's a Rockport Coaches Show for this week.